Hey folks, it's Anthony Christou, the creator of the Luminous Ages comic series. Right now on Kickstarter, I have my next comic book in the Luminous series, Kopaloi Goblin Origins comic. Discover the origins of goblins in ancient Greece as they fight Hercules and Dionysus. Not only do we have the new Luminous Ages comic, but we have hollow metal caged goblin dice. You can find it by searching Goblin Comic on Kickstarter, or find it in the link on my website at achristouart.com. Please check it out, we have lots of Kickstarter bonuses, and your support will mean the world to me. Thank you.
That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Kraven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Kraven. Everybody loves Kraven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested. The little boy's room.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 108 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Aussies, one Canadian and one American. I am your host of co-host, of course, Bee The Terrible Aussie, and I probably already said that before, but I'll say it again anyway. And with me as always are my co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, and by fellow Aussie, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well, thanks. How you going?
Oh, not too bad, thanks, Marcy. It's my turn once again.
Damn it!
God damn it, Bead.
So, we're in for a great time. At least I am.
You are.
Yes.
Colin, this is your hazing.
And as you can tell from that voice, is our other co-host, the one, the only, and the professor of science, Professor Batch.
Good day. Oh, God. Oh, I'm glad to be here, Bean.
Are you, though?
Oh, love you, buddy. Love you. Oh, this is going to be a fun one. Oh, thank God.
You say that now, but it's still early
white
days yet.
I'm white knuckling this episode right now. We haven't even started yet.
See how white these knuckles are.
Yes, but
don't be racist. What the fuck? You can't say white knuckles anymore, guys.
Exactly. It's Caucasian knuckles now.
Look how anyway, Caucasian my knuckles are.
And also, if you can tell from that voice, is our fourth co-host. The one, the only, and high as fuck, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are
What's
you?
What's up, everybody? How are we today? I'm ready to watch this delivery boy's fucking post office postal musical. So let's get this out of the way and get to the next week. Next week's going to be fire. Don't tell anybody.
All right. We won't tell anybody except for all of our listeners that just heard it right now. But that's beside the point.
Well, being Canadian, I know the thing or two about fires.
Exactly.
Ooh, exactly. Fire.
That's topical.
And indeed. But yes, it's my turn once again this week. And the film I've decided to go with for this episode is a film that I watched back last month for June Spoitation. And it was the very first film I watched. And as soon as it was over, I thought to myself, you know what? This is the perfect movie for Tubi Tuesdays. And it's a movie I'd never even heard of before until I put my June Spoitation list together. And that is the 1985 comedy Delivery Boys.
I'm not ready.
Where the fuck do you find these movies?
What is
I had a prompt to go with on the day, which was teenagers. I looked up movies that had teenagers in them or centered around teenagers. And this was one of the first ones that popped up. And also, I see the poster for this on Tubi, and the plot summary sounded intriguing to me. So hence why I put it on the list and watched it, and hence why we're doing it for the show.
God damn it. God damn it.
But, yeah, so I'm ready to torture you guys once again.
God damn it.
God damn it, Bede.
But that should be your shirt.
I'm ready. All right. I'm ready.
Marcy, that's a shirt idea. God damn it, Bede! !
Yes! Gotta make that after the show.
And on the back of it, first of all, ..
Yes. Yeah.
I feel Bede bad for making that shirt. Fun of you.
Bede gets all the money for that shirt.
Fun of you last week. I was like, yes, shit. I was like, oh, I'm glad you're so playful and okay with it.
Playful?
But so before we get to the movie, we've got to lay down the ground rules. As per usual, what you need to do is look up the film Delivery Boys on Tubi. And from my understanding, it is playing on Tubi everywhere, so it's easy to find. So we'll play the movie from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But since Tubi is a free streaming service and they do play ads on occasion, we'll make sure when we shout out ad, that way you can pause the film and then we'll let you know when the ads are finished and then you can restart the film again. But we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well so we can still be in sync. But I'm pretty sure though, if you're not interested in watching Delivery Boys, I'm pretty sure this episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. So let's get straight to it. So, Marcy, Batch, Holland, are you ready to make a special delivery with some Delivery Boys?
Yeah, no.
Is this movie about Skip the Dishes?
You just have to wait and see. No. So let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my god, the song is even called Delivery Break.
Right.
I'm already dancing already.
And all of a sudden, I think from the lake from Creepshow 2 snatches the kid out of midair.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
I've seen Creepshow 2.
Yes. I did as well.
Me too.
Oh my. Are we back in Break and 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yes, essentially.
Do they break
dance? So this is set. Of course, it's set in the same cinematic universe, so.
Yes. And also, this song is literally called Delivery Boys and We Are the Greatest.
do they have to save a youth center?
Oh, no, they just have to deliver, like... Well, they have to deliver food, but they get up to shenanigans as they're trying to deliver pizza.
It's lost me if there's breakdancing and we're not saving the youth center.
Well, what if I told you they have to make a competition when it comes to breakdancing, but there's obstacles that try to stop them from entering the competition?
Why is Mario
Van Peebles is in this movie?
Yes.
AC Slater.
And look at these outfits.
Dude, I thought was AC Slater.
That's your outfit right there.
That one.
The guy in the silver vest.
Yes.
That dude is dressed up like Piers Sedora in Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
That must hurt his head.
He's dressed like He-Man's gay buddy.
Yes. Also, what if I told you guys this film is directed by... What if I told you guys that this film was directed by the man who was the inspiration for the Ken doll.
What?
No.
Okay.
You can't tell me that, because I could not tell by the beginning of this movie that this dude probably looks like this who directed this movie.
Which one of these guys is Vin Diesel?
It could be any of them.
I think he's all of them.
Yes.
All of them.
What?
That's tight.
That's not how breakdancing works.
He's on string.
That dude was spinning on that dude's head.
How do you spin on someone else's head? In a non-sexual way.
Yes. There's some moonwalking.
Yeah, Bede, how many subscribers for that outfit?
Yes.
Oh, that's at least another 2 more subscribers, because that's a hella outfit.
That's like a double dragon.
We have a goal of 2 for that outfit and 7 for Colin and I do all the Evil Bong movies while eating edibles.
Yes.
Actually, on the wrestling game, whichever one we can be done on, I think Bede's character needs to wear that,
yes,
that silver outfit. I'm going to have to make that.
Yes.
Actually, maybe on 2K, because then it can be a community download.
Yes.
So
I need to get AEW bad.
Yeah.
It's good. It's dope.
I need to get it, but I'm poor.
Yeah, so Ken Handler, who's the writer and director of this movie, is the inspiration for the Ken doll because his parents actually created Barbie.
No shit. He used all of his Barbie money to make this shitty movie.
Yes.
Was it the only movie he ever wrote and directed?
I believe it might have. It's one of a few. Let me just find out.
You should have had this trivia up and ready to go, Bede.
Wow, Marcy, don't get snappy with him.
Actually, it's one of 2 movies he directed. And sadly, he passed away in 1994, so about 6 years after this movie.
Huh.
No, poor guy. All that cocaine got to his ass.
I mean, by the looks of this movie, I think someone was on cocaine.
And steroids.
That dude there on the far left looks like the guy from Dr. Alien.
He does, actually.
They even have graffiti art on named after him. Graffiti boys everywhere.
You don't fuck with the delivery boys.
Yo, this is week 292.
So, because here's the thing. Not only are they actual delivery boys who deliver pizza, their breakdancing group name is the Delivery Boys.
And they're all wearing Canadian tuxedos.
Oh, they totally are.
Coming in hot on week 2 FM 92. We got the Delivery Boys. We're
going to
deliver
then.
That pizza already.
That dude in the orange or red or whatever color that is.
Orange top.
Look at his, like, shoes.
What is up with this guy? Sorry, I'm so distracted.
Let's go. I'm a better dancer than you get served, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got served.
You got served.
I just think of that South Park episode.
Don't fuck with the delivery boy.
Colin, what was that call sign again for your radio station?
Oh, God, it was week 2. This is week 2. Coming at you live. Week 2. We got the Delivery Boys with I'ma Dance My Ass Off. 92 week 2. 92.
That's your new character, call it Radio Guy.
Radio.
Week 2 DJ.
Yes.
There is a radio voice on here too that makes it sound like you're on the radio.
I like coming up with my own radio voice, because then I can do like a now coming, and then I could do something like crazy like Zoo.
Here's Mario Van Veebel to look at his outfit.
What? Why does he look like Colonel Sanders?
He literally is.
He is the pimp Colonel Sanders.
He is pimping the Colonel Sanders.
That is Ninja Terminator 2B's arch rival.
Yes.
Look, oh, and there's his bottom greaser. Bitch there, right there.
Look at that Guido.
That's his bottom bitch.
I can't get over this guy's hair.
Mind you, Mario Van,
He was a Mario punk Van dude. Peebles. Of course he was there.
Is Mario that Stanley Van in the background?
Yes.
Yes. As a mirror.
Sit down, bitch.
That guy right there. That's Stanley.
Oh my gosh. Holy oh my shit. Gosh, he's Mario Van Peebles is doing a Jamaican accent like in Jaws the Revenge.
That is the tightest. I need a mustache like that. I wish I could grow a mustache like that dude in the background.
That's Stan Lee with a big mustache.
It's Stan Lee across from Kyle MacLachlan having coffee.
Okay, so
it is.
Get me straight here. This is like a West Side Story about breakdancing and shit. Because there's your pimp, and yes. He's, like, recruiting, trying to get some people to step up against the delivery boys, I guess. Oh, no, this is the pizza place where they deliver for.
Yeah,
and
so
that pimp is like, I'm going to beat your crew.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you're almost right, Colin, because Mario Van Peebles is the antagonist of the film, and he wants to stop the delivery boys from being in the dance competition in the climax of this film.
So they don't win the 10K. I get it.
Colin is the highest one out of all of us. How does he understand this movie? Do we need to be Colin High to understand movies from now on?
I'm almost there.
I'm telling you,
you just gotta know gang shit. You just gotta know hood shit. That's all you gotta know.
Everything I learned about Hood was from Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror or whatever that movie
is. Hood of Horror is one of the greatest horror anthologies I've ever seen.
Why is he got shrunken heads?
Because these are the people that... Okay, this is what is going on. The pimp is coming in to the delivery boys and being like, we don't want you to win the 10 grand. These are the crew... that beat us last time. This is what we did to the crew last time. And Mario Van Peebles is like, bro, listen. Y'all want to get shrunken heads?
Why did he put shrunken penises on the picture?
Because that's what they did.
They shrunk their dicks?
Yes, they shrunk their heads and their other heads, Marcy.
Why is this a plot in a movie we're watching?
Why is that girl's why is that girl's like receding hairline worse than mine?
She's got a Sasha Banks 5 head.
Right, bro.
And she talks with a New York accent like this. What are you talking about?
This scene is getting a little too long.
There's some choices made in this scene by these two actors.
Fade. How many subscribers for the outfit on the left?
Oh, that's obviously another free ball.
Oh, damn.
And well, this one's like two more subscribers.
This dude's breakdances is going to save somebody's life. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. This guy's breakdances.
Do they live there as delivery boys?
Yes.
They live in the sewers like the Ninja Turtles.
They're squatting.
Ninja Turtles.
They kind of are. Someone's going to slap that mustache off his face.
Yo, boogie moves.
He's a hard Canadian 13.
So all these guys are hard Canadian 30s.
I'm a hard Canadian 30, all right?
I don't think this is the one I saw the trailer. I think there's another movie called The Delivery Boys.
There's
three or
four movies called Delivery Boy or Boys.
I did not watch the trailer to this.
I don't know what I watched a trailer for, but it didn't look like this.
This made a racist joke.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you guys one thing.
We
this
ignore
movie just gets
all
more
problematic elements in the movies we watch.
See, I can't do that. As a person that loves movies and old movies that you can't do anymore, I love pointing out that shit. Being like, you can't say that. I would never say it on air.
I wouldn't say it for one of these things ever.
Allegedly.
Sad, don't jump. Sad delivery boy music.
He's like, "Why? I'm the best dancer I can
do."
Oh, Booby Bear! Oh my god! Hold on, it's my first one. Booby Fair.
Oh shit!
Is he perving on her, or is that his girlfriend?
Oh no, he's just a random girl he had sex with.
Oh.
Who is that? He's very familiar.
See, he is a member of the Delivery Boys, but he's like the rich member of the group.
Oh, so he has his own apartment.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, and he wears sweater vests.
We fucking sweater vest preppy motherfuckers.
Damn, she has nice ass titties.
Oh no, he couldn't perform with her.
Oh. Oh,
he just called her a pig.
No, she dev. Oh, she better hit him. Perhaps
the biggest pig of all. Dude.
Good.
I don't think that's how it works.
Dude, if someone called me a pig, he ain't gonna have his balls or dick left.
Well, I guess they're not rolling in slop later.
Crash. Does he have a chauffeur?
Of course,
he does. Yes.
And of course his name is Conrad, which is probably the most rich white name ever.
Right? Oh my god, I kind of want to punch this guy in the head.
I've been having sex with women all over town at every motel, and the only place I can go to now is a $20 an hour one.
I'm white knuckling so hard right now.
It's Caucasian knuckling.
To not make fun of this movie.
Caucasian knuckling.
Oh yeah, sorry. Sorry, Caucasian knuckling.
Hashtag Caucasian knuckling.
We need to write down these hashtags. These are good hashtags. I can't do this movie. This is against my. This is against my values and morals. I can't watch this movie anymore.
Does he pretend to be Paul?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like he's pretending to be Paul.
Yeah, that's why he sleeps with trash. That's why he sleeps with trash. He slept with the pizza girl. That's who he was sleeping with. That was the titties we just saw.
Is this one of those type of movies that if you just cut out all the breakdancing stuff, this is a completely different movie?
Yes.
Potentially, yes. But believe me, this movie just gets insane.
Does he pretend to be poor, though? I need to know.
Yeah, he dresses like poor as fuck. Look at him.
Well, that's the Delivery Boys, like, breakdancing uniform. You can even see, like, the logo on there.
Oh, yeah, it's got their names on. He, like, got dropped off before he got there. So do they know he's rich?
Dude, that dude just got knocked.
I'm trying to remember if they know he's rich or not, or he just wants to kind of, like, be find a group.
Or was Conrad a dead giveaway that he's rich?
Probably, yes.
Mm. No. Did you not notice that he doesn't want them to know that he's poor? He had the driver drop him off down the street.
That's what I mean.
And he was like, "What up, Conrad?" Or they were like, "What up, Conrad?" And he was like, "Oh, hey, poor friend. I mean, hey, friends."
That's what I mean. He like got dropped off well before where his friends were.
Yeah.
What? Why were people wearing shirts like that in the 80s? That's not even a shirt, that's a bra.
I wore a shirt like that the other day with my kids.
That's shorter than a bra.
Yeah, he's rocking the Stevie Richards.
That. Yeah, Stevie Richards, Blue Meanie and shit. I'd wore a Blue Meanie before, it's fine.
Look at those tight buns.
Buns of steel.
It's like Van Damme buns.
Oh man, that edible's kicking in.
Probably a good time for it to be kicking in. What is going on? Well, why is he doing that?
He's teaching you martial arts.
I thought they were breakdancers.
They are breakdancers, but he knows martial arts as well.
And she slept with Conrad, and she knows rich though.
That's not the same girl from before.
Oh, it was just some rando. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn, Conrad's just pulling random tail like that?
She sounds like Harley Quinn. Hello, Mr. J.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
I don't know what I need.
You need an edible with CBD in it, because that's what I got.
We're not even 20 minutes into this movie.
As your bud tender, I concur.
Thanks, bud tender.
I concur, also.
Listen, I'm kid-free for the evening.
You enjoy, buddy.
Listen, my kids and my girlfriend went to the pool, So, I mean, she'll come back up later, but I mean, I'm having a good day today.
No.
All it takes is Bede's movie pick to ruin it.
No, this is not bad for me. I'm okay with this.
I don't understand what's going on, but I might grab something to eat because I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, I want a pizza. Like, it's really making me want a pizza, and I don't have money.
I'm grabbing my sour
patch. 100%. I have free pizza right now. I could do right now.
Don't make it get weird. I'm gone for 30 seconds.
Thank God, Papa. Or thank God, Domino's. You are my heroes. Where are you at?
She's gone.
Woo!
Big! Oh, no, it's you, baby Craven.
Come here, Big. My knife's not that big this time. It won't bleed too bad.
Hey, okay, so you're not going to stab me this time.
Oh, no, I'm going to stab you. I just won't stab you that badly.
Oh. Now, baby Craven.
Oh, this is my dancing. I like my dancing. I can dance just like that guy.
But doesn't your breakdancing also involve knives as well, baby Craven?
Oh, yes. I'm cute. Like, many men by breakdance fighting. It's cool. That's what all us Gen Z is running into.
Oh, no. Baby Craven's come to stab.
All us Zoomers.
All us.
Baby Craven. You're so silly. Oh,
that dude. That teenager's got the... That teenager's got the mustache from Thanksgiving.
And you know what? I can't wait. I can't wait to beat up that Ninja Terminator Doobie kid. It's gonna be so fun.
Now, dude, baby Craven.
I'm going to bully the hell out of him.
Now, baby Craven, you gotta be nice to your little nephew.
I'm so confused at the bit now.
Hey, baby Craven, baby Craven. Yeah, Uncle Colin said it's cool. You can beat up. Yeah, you can say you can beat up that little pussy Terminator kid so easy.
Oh, so good! It's gonna be so. Dude, I'm gonna pass him. Gonna get a dump him in a puddle.
Give him a wedgie.
Okay, bye.
So much baby violence on this show. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna pop and lock.
That kid's got issues.
That kid does have issues.
Another reason why you need to watch the video version of this show, people, on Patreon, because Colin's literally doing all the dances right now.
Seven more, and we get to do Evil Bong 2 through 8. We said there were 7 last week.
There's
There's 8.
Oh, fuck.
For Patreon video.
Well, I have to use up my keef, so we got to do it quick.
Yeah.
So get that shit going.
Merch. How much is it per month, guys?
Oh, it's less than $1 a month.
A dollar or less than $1?
$1 a month.
$1 a month.
Yeah.
If this show has not made you laugh over the... How many episodes?
107.
107 episodes. Now, this is Salesman Batch. I'm selling you now. I'm selling it on our Patreon. We have provided the funny. We have provided the terrible movies for you. Sign up and you're going to get more.
Hell yeah.
That's value.
Yeah, you get to see you get to see my ass dance. That was pretty tight.
Yes. I can see you doing all these dances, Colin.
This is my, like, DDP yoga. Like, I was really thinking about getting DDP yoga the other day.
I've done it in the past.
I think
it's awesome.
It's great.
Well, I got my fucked up foot. So, I mean, like, I got to do something.
I'm trying to dance.
Like, I can't run anymore. I can't run yet. I just got back from the doctor. And he's like, you got to use a cane for a year. And I was like, fuck you. And I almost hit him with the cane.
Bam!
I was like, fuck you, I can dance.
I just picture you like, I'm gonna fire fucking hit you with a cane.
Okay, like... a bit of context about what's going on in this plot so far. So, the woman who runs the pizza shop, mm-hmm. the Harley Quinn voice lady, mm-hmm. she's been blackmailed by Mario Van Peebles.
Mm.
So, So basically, yeah, so what she's doing now to make sure they don't go to the dance competition is she's going to put them out on random jobs that's going to get them tied up and something so they can't go to the dance competition.
So is this maid going to try fuck that guy? Or am I thinking
I don't know
of
about
the porno version of Delivery Boys?
I may have seen a movie like this in my time, and usually that's how it goes.
I told you guys I was going to jack off in this movie, so let's. This is probably the perfect scene.
Where the maids.
Another reason to get the Patreon. You can see me jack off.
Another Patreon.
Less than a dollar.
Is that
you? You get less than an inch for less than a dollar.
You're really selling it hard with the less than an inch.
Listen here. Don't make me promote my OnlyFans. I do show my butthole.
And that's why you should spend your $1 a month on our Patreon.
That's right.
Yes.
You don't see Colin's asshole.
So you don't have to. So yeah. You'll never have to see a Colin's butthole.
Yeah. You'll never have to see my butthole. Pay me. Pay me.
Why does this sound like a ghost is talking to him?
He's about to fuck this bitch.
I know I said the word ghost, so I'm expecting Toby, something are you to here? Happen.
Toby, what up, bro?
Did somebody say ghost?
Yes, I did, sadly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Toby, the pervy ghost.
What up, Toby?
Oh, don't worry. I've seen this movie before, and believe me, there are going to be some very pervy moments in this movie very soon.
So they're like a motorcycle gang.
Is there, what? This doesn't look sexy at all. Toby, you lied to us.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to get even more pervy in a second.
Sit down.
Where's the ectoplasm, bro?
Oh, it's going to be coming out any second now.
Ew.
Oh, damn. Is she going to have dinner with this delivery boy?
I think she's going to do something with this delivery boy.
No, excuse me. I've got to go into the corner of this room and enjoy myself for a minute as this is happening. So,
ew, dude, I'm not naked. Get out of here, Toby.
I thought Toby was your best friend.
He is, but I mean, that's our secret time.
It's a complicated relationship.
As your best friend, Toby the Pervy Ghost, I am now your highest subscriber on OnlyFans.
Dude, thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, but he pays in ghost money. It's not worth much.
Trust me, those assholes are not mine. Those buttholes are not mine. It's mostly Mersh's and then like gelatin baked into a like an angel food cake pan.
Oh, as far as I can tell, don't worry, Colin, all pussies look the same to me.
I know.
Oh, God.
Sexy Andy.
Anyways, I gotta get going because I got some things to knock over right now so people can bend over. I'll see you all later. Bye.
I'm so glad I'm not dancing right now.
It's one of the sexy Andys.
It's totally a sexy Andy. It's one of Craven's sexy Andys.
I don't like where this is going. I am Toby's.
Oh, whoa.
I'm Toby's sister, the non-pervert ghost.
Thank God. Thank God you're not like your brother.
I don't approve of any of what's going on. I think he might be underage. I don't like this.
She's way too old for Abby.
Can somebody confirm or deny if this sexy auntie is committing a crime right now?
Listen, I feel like she should be covered up a little bit more. Don't you agree?
She should be in the most covered up clothes of all time.
She should be in a turtleneck. Not gonna lie.
Slow D, sister.
Parker that bitch.
Oh. Now, remember, sister. The great thing about being a ghost is, the older I get, everyone else stays the same age.
You're going to horny ghost jail. I told mom and dad on you.
Oh my God.
I'm not even sorry
what I've done to this show. I'm not even sorry.
Toby, if you're popping the boner right now. Please put it away. Nobody needs to feel that next to their ears.
Look at those shorts. Holy shit.
I've popped a boner so hard, it's actually touching the table right now.
Ew. The Those shorts and that crop top need to be at least 10 inches longer.
Why is there a cat
dancing?
That guy looks like he got molested in the little boy's room.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so I'm going to get back going again, so because I have some more fapping to do, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
I need to go and get
Phantoming. He meant phantoming, right? Phantoming. Yes. Not masturbating.
No, not at all, but I'm going to go get the ghost police on him.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
So if it's the ghost police, so in other words, it's Ghostbusters.
It might be. I don't know what happened. Oh my god! Oh,
what up, pal? What up, pal?
I'm like legit shocked. He did another Jamaican accent before Jaws of Revenge.
It was practice.
He thought he nailed it in this movie. He brought it to that one.
Yes. I really
what
want his outfit.
What you're supposed to do, eh?
Older outfits.
Shit, man. I can't do this movie. I'm Caucasian knuckling over here.
Look at
Why
this.
Why are they talking about premature ejaculation at the pizza shop?
That's what their cheese is.
Why do you think it's in the sauce?
Ugh.
Yeah, white sauce.
You want a delivery boy's pizza? You're gonna get the delivery boys.
That's why Toby eats there all the time. Damn that ghost.
That girl that they delivered the pizza to, that's how she paid for the pizza. You know that, right?
They don't make any money. Nobody pays for their pizzas.
Not surprising.
Hey, Marcy, what nerves? Marcy. What are they nervous about?
They're nervous about their breakdancing competition.
How many days is it away? Like how?
I think it's later that night. It's all. Like later that night.
I told you she fucked Conrad. Say it. Don't spray it.
You say it,
but
you don't mean it, Conrad.
Oh, Conrad.
She has a worse receding hairline than I do. I swear to God.
She kind of does.
Like, look at that side silhouette. Like, she is a very pretty girl, but, like, it kind of scares me with that hair. It's like she's, oh my god, like a wild Samoan.
Is it Offer and Seiko?
She's got Gene Simmons hair.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
She does have Gene Simmons hair.
Certainly, my dumpling.
Oh my god!
So this guy is about to. Again. All right, I want to hear it because I've never heard it. So let's hear it.
Now this is like a song you would hear at the at the beginning of like a TV sitcom.
Coming at you. At week 292 FM here, we got the delivery boys coming at you with. There's nothing to do, except for fucking pussy and delivering pizza. 92 FM.
It's literally like an ad. This is what the song sounds like.
I have my first character. I'm so excited. Oh
hey now, booby fair.
Oh,
booty
fair. Thank God my kids aren't here. Holy shit.
That boy is delivering some hard fucking right now.
He's delivering some hard-ass breadsticks, goddamn!
He is delivering his hard-ass breadstick.
Damn, if
he's
all
break,
it takes...
He's gonna break that breadstick off.
Listen, if all it takes is to dance like that to get pussy and deliver pizza, why am I working where I'm at?
I don't know, dude. What's going on? We're in the wrong line of work, clearly.
Right!
And
they're getting tips and more than tips.
What the fuck am I tipping my delivery drivers? I mean, they're getting laid every other stop.
Yeah, well,
exactly. I'm
gonna end tipping right now.
30 minutes or less guarantees kind of out the window there, right?
Oh my god, we still have an hour left of this movie.
I don't know if I can survive an hour of this movie.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Oh my god, it's their professors of science. Yes. Fellow scientists.
Okay.
Who are these scientist doctor guys?
Alright, so Conrad, where he's at, basically what they're going to do to make sure he doesn't go to the dance competition is he unwillingly is going to find out very soon that he's a guinea pig in a science experiment, and that's Borat!
Oh my god.
My wife. Jitimesh.
Put glasses on that dude, like 80s glasses, like Dahmer glasses, that would look like my dad.
Very nice.
Okay. They just got that pimp and his cronies. The pimp and his cronies are doing government science experiments now. Are they going to get injected with shit now?
Yes. They're going to do experiments on him.
How do you think COVID got started?
Whoa. Oh my god. He's gonna get the vaccine. That vaccine, he's gonna get the poke. That's a woke vaccine.
Delivery boy, who's probably the one who started the Pizzagate, is gonna get injected with the vaccine. And you know what? If he is part of Pizzagate, he probably deserves to get a vaccine.
I don't need none of them woke pizzas. I want a plain pepperoni and cheese. I don't need no butter chicken. That's woke pizza.
I'm so sorry to interrupt the woke pizza party, but this motherfucker just walked in through a fucking door that said top secret in tape and walked through this door. And he delivered this top secret in tape.
Colin's so excited. Whoa. We've lost Colin. Colin's down. Colin is down.
34.
This motherfucker just delivered a pizza in a door that said top secret. And it's supposed to add sorry.
Oh, tremendous.
The most random shit will murder you on this podcast.
Yes.
Colin, is this an olive garden? Please don't tell me we have an Olive Garden.
No, it's
light
and
easy.
All
right.
We're back at
XP. Oh, hey now.
Whoa. Get this password for a pizza.
34-10.
Oh, god damn. What is going on over here?
What, he banged her and fell asleep? That's not a surprise.
Oh, I thought it was two chicks just laying there.
Mario Bad People. Right, he's organizing his crew. Oh, look at that.
Is this their dance crew? Why do they want to win the contest by cheating? That's not a real win.
Because he's the bad guy, Barsi.
Coming at you live at week 292 AFM. It's the Delivery Boys giving rid of all of their secret moves to their people. Come down to the stage if you want to check them out and tape them and fucking figure this shit out. 92 FM, walk two. Give me the walk.
I love that basically Mario Van People's outfit is basically like blowing in the wind. Like it's a cape.
He's a super villain.
Does his like dance crew, are they like ripping off Spider-Man with their costumes?
I think so.
Well, isn't that guy
from Spider? So.
Isn't that one of the guys from Dupro Party Massacre?
It could be. This dude's in a church right now, and he's wearing the most inappropriate clothes for church.
God doesn't care. God don't judge.
Well, that is true.
God wouldn't care what you wore to church. He wouldn't care if you went to church.
Yeah, he don't give a shit.
God, is it possible you could get me a bigger t-shirt? Because this one was in the dryer and it became too small.
He's wearing Baby Craven's wardrobe.
It is Baby Craven's wardrobe.
Yeah, that is.
That's why it doesn't fit him properly, because he's wearing baby clothes.
Exactly.
Beep, this is God. I would love to get you a new shirt.
Look at God. Love your abs, bro.
keep working what's, out and keep breakdancing.
Babe, what shirt do you, what size do you need? Because I'm God.
Okay. I need a, God, I need at least a medium t-shirt.
God sold out of that. talk to you later. Oh.
Best God can do is a small, is a woman small.
Yeah, best God can do is a woman small.
That's not how you spell hero. Heroes. There's no E in it.
Heros.
It's Heros.
Hey,
no,
Bossy,
it's not even spelled like that.
It's the Austin Butler you get off Wish.
He looks fucked
Don't
up,
make
guys.
That joke, Beej. You're going to have the weird Austin Butler fans coming after your blood.
Let them come.
Bro, these edibles aren't doing shit. Look at that guy.
Are we sure, though?
He's meditating.
Yeah, why is he
Joey!
She had to about give him a fucking shot of adrenaline to his heart. He about OD. Jesus Christ.
Are they, like, not concerned that the other delivery boys just haven't come back and their dance contest is soon?
Well,
they
to
don't
be
pay
fair,
them.
He's been...
Yeah, to be fair.
To be fair, they he has been meditating, so he probably has no idea what the fuck is going on half the time.
Damn, that MILF that likes the sausage and cheese, she's... Like, she needs to pay more. What are they going to start a relationship now? Please tell me that they are going to be in a relationship and she's going to be in a committed relationship with this delivery boy.
Oh, hi, Doggy.
I really don't like what is going on here. I am on the side of the ghost that was here earlier.
It's a reverse ghost can't do it.
Ugh. Yes. Oh, the lady, she's the sister of Anthony Quinn. It's character.
Oh, okay.
See, it's all part of the cinematic universe.
Speaking of which, how do we link this movie back to Evil Bong?
Ooh.
Oh,
that
shit.
That is a good question.
Well, they do all... it's a bunch of like teenage boys living together.
Okay,
of course
I
they
got
have
it.
Weed.
Oh,
okay.
It's sexy nurses.
Of course,
sexy nurses.
It's a musical. Of course, it's a
Why
musical.
Why is this a musical number?
I don't know why it just is. It's like Breaking Two. It just busts
okay,
out.
I did see this in the trailer I watched. So yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Right
this
trailer.
Is the one I saw. This is the one I saw too.
It was like this scene mostly. And yeah.
There is no breakdancing in or dance contest in that trailer.
Nope.
Yes.
Because I thought this would have been from a different movie. Oh.
This is that part of Reanimator where fucking that dude's head is about to eat that girl's vagina.
Kramer's bringing out the sexy arties for this movie. Or the
totally.
Sexy artie nurses.
It's the sexy auntie nurses. You gotta get it right.
Yes.
Hello, sexy auntie nurse.
I don't want to know what is happening. Why is that a musical number? Help me.
I'm gonna blame it on the vaccine he had.
Help me understand.
Did they inject Viagra into his penis?
Maybe.
It's a precursor to the Viagra because it was blue.
What is going on?
That's a lot of pizzas.
This movie makes me want pizza now.
I really want pizza, and even though I had pizza yesterday.
Leftovers.
Holy moly.
That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza. Where is he?
He's at an art, like an artist studio.
But, what? Why are there naked statue people?
Those are not statues. Those
I don't think
people.
They're statues. They look like people.
They're not. They are people.
Why are there people just standing there naked?
Let's just say the artist who owns this gallery here is very, very weird.
I'm so confused.
It's like the statues from, like, American Ninja Free, Marcy.
Oh, I don't like that. What you want? Go away. Wait, is that the art guy?
Yes. Got your pizza order. Got your
pizza order.
What? His facial hair! What?
What? What?
Hold on, I was gone for a couple seconds. What the fuck is going on? That dude's that dude's mustache is falling off his face.
He has half a mustache.
And half a beard.
What is going on here?
He only has half of the fake killing mustache. He can only has.
Why? It's right.
He can only afford half of the mustache.
Wait, yeah. He's got half a mustache on that side, he's and then an half artist. A beard on the other side.
Yes!
He's an artist, that's why.
Yeah, he's a weird artist. And all these statues are people.
Well, even that decapitated one.
Okay, maybe not that one, but all the rest are.
Babe.
He turns people into statues.
That is a vagina in the background on that painting. It was.
He's an artist, okay? He's an artist,
that
remember?
That is a long schlong on that statue, man.
It's his. It's self-portrait.
He's staring at it. He can't resist.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Uh-oh. He broke the statue.
It was a real statue. If I put it back together, no one will notice.
If I put it together, no one will notice, right? Right?
Oh, now they finally realize half of them are missing.
The three of them are in a different movie.
They really are.
It's like a Godfrey Ho film.
It is. It is. Speaking of which, we need to watch that alternate cut to Undefeatable.
Yes. I'll bring that over when I come over next month.
Yeah, I need to know what the hell's going on with that movie.
Well, I watched the Godfrey Ho film during June's exploitation, Marcy. It was another one he made with Cynthia Raffrock, and Robert Shaw was in it.
Oh, what movie was that one? Because I can't remember what I watched.
Honor and Glory.
Oh, I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, though. I'll have to check it.
Yes. Oh my god.
I know what this woman reminds me of.
Who?
There's I'm gonna wine. Lick this flame. She's obsessed with a boy who doesn't like her.
Oh my gosh, she's female Tommy Wiseau. What candles? What music?
I'm talking about, she's like Louise Lasser.
Don't say her
name. Somebody say Louise Lasser. Hello,
I was trying
everybody.
Not to.
You know, I hear all, and I know all. Oh, well, he's happy.
Louise, is that really you luring men into your basement of terror?
No.
We all know what happened with Ninja Terminator 2, Louise.
Now we all know that's
best
all.
Come clean. Best come no, clean it. Right now.
First of all, hotties, we all know it's all Sherry Lulu's baby. I know you want to think it's all
I
me.
I thought Sherry
you
Lulu was a baby.
Well, yeah, Sherry Lulu is a baby.
No, that's baby Louise. Sherry Lulu is my long-lost daughter with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why is there a musical
what
number?
What the fuck is going on in this movie?
This is what I see every time I see Craven. It turns into a musical number. I start singing. To be fair, though, before I met the love of my life, Craven, I was a very wild woman. That's why I had my sons Todd and Terry and had that affair with Leonardo DiCaprio. But I'm now a tamed woman.
Craven and now is my with Ninja Terminator 2B. He's been telling some tales of that seem pretty real.
Well,
he's got a lot of details.
Terminator 2B, he's a nice boy. But he is a bit of a stalker.
just say. So you can't really believe everything he says. So, but anyways, though, I better get going.
Whoa!
That
was a biter! <a biter!
laughs> He was thinking of me, by the way.
Is that what they were doing? Like, pumping him up?
Yes.
Apparently this song gave him a boner.
See, this is why I always sing the Kraven, because when I sing the Kraven, he has a massive boner.
I don't need to know this.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Trust me, he really doesn't.
Does her singing give him a hard-on? He's about to sing and have a fucking boner, too.
I know Kraven doesn't want to admit it, but it's all true. But anyways, though, I gotta get going because I gotta make sure Kraven looks after his grandson, baby Rosé, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Confused.
That was Louise Lasser. I told her I was gonna stab her. She's the reason I got fucking booted off Twitter.
You missed her, dude. She was right here.
Oh my gosh, it's Harvey Weinstein.
Ew!
It is Harvey Weinstein.
Glory hole. No!
It is a massive glory hole.
It was.
Where she got the zoom zooms?
No.
Damn, I'm so tired.
She's all excited.
That's the Terminator wig.
Oh, gosh, it is.
It's what happens when it had a bit of an affair with a samurai cop wig.
Did that you just find out that?
It is a glory hole. No. Yeah, jump out the window, lady.
Get away from me, Harvey Weinstein.
What the fuck is going on in this movie?
What is going on in this movie? And why is
all I know is Louise showed up and we got glory holes and
he's doing the Louise Lasser cosplay.
What is Lady Gaga doing over here?
Who's Lady Gaga?
He's trying to get out because he doesn't want to have sex anymore with that overage lady. So basically, he's like Leonardo DiCaprio right now. He wants to escape, so he's dressed, so he's in costume, so he can escape.
I see.
Is this how Leonardo DiCaprio escaped the bear attack?
I think this is how Leonardo DiCaprio escapes anyone who turns 26.
Oh yeah, sorry, I messed that up.
Oh, hi, doggy.
There's got to be a way where we can play like an Uno skip card on some of his picks or some shit because this is outrageous.
Oh, we've tried, Colin. He's been suspended from the show, but then he's suddenly back.
You could never suspend me.
You got suspended from the show because of your picks? I'm sorry, dude.
No, they think they did, but it never happens.
You just showed back up, even though we kicked you off.
I mean,
what movie was it for? I don't even remember. Was it Ice
I think
Cream
it was the can I think it was the cannibal,
the cannibal
one.
One.
It was the cannibal one.
Hell of the Living Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only ever movie I have apologized for. Everything else I've never apologized for.
You do a Living Dead podcast, and you made them watch one of those movies?
It was a different movie. Oh my gosh. Harvey Weinstein.
It is Harvey Weinstein.
And he's gonna get
That's why he got locked up.
That's why he got locked up. I really don't like the underage sex crap in this movie. It's making me uncomfortable.
Well, they're not.
They're not underage. They're not, really,
they're not underage. There, they're like 18 or 19.
I don't care. They feel underage to me. They look underage. I don't like it. I don't like that he's got a glory hole in a child's room. Okay.
Why is it such a big ass face glory hole? Is somebody just like face fucking like the entire time?
Whoa.
Like,
oh,
let me be fair. God,
that 80s bushback.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a good hairstyle.
Which head?
Both. They're both prim and proper and permed.
He could fit both his heads in that hole. That's how big it is. It's like a fucking crater. Look at it.
I don't like this at all. I feel violated.
I know what that hole is.
I feel violated.
That bro eats ass.
He totally eats ass.
He eats ass, dude. That's the only reason for that hole. You have the girl pop up, pop her butt right in that hole, and he's going.
Or he wants his.
Yeah,
probably going to Brown.
No. I am gonna be egging. Sick.
He's riding them donkeys. I can't do this.
They actually honk.
So you didn't even have to do the sound effect batch because it didn't have to be provided.
Yeah, it did it for you.
Tell my fun.
Hurry. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Wait, they're both in drag?
No, she's an actual, like maid.
That's the actual maid. She was trying to escape from doing this.
That looked like... go back. It looked like one of the kids from earlier. Like, it's stunt double or something.
What is this movie rated?
I think it's rated R.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God.
What did I tell you?
Eating ass. Oh.
He's like, oh, shit.
I don't like this.
That's a first on this show. God damn it, Bean.
Please do not show his dick on this podcast.
You picked a movie where a dog gives a guy a blowjob. No,
Rosa.
I really hope that dog bit his dick off.
Oh, you know it's going to happen.
Oh, why did you pick this movie? I feel gross. Okay.
Did you pick it for that scene? Did you just pick it for that specific scene?
Because this movie is insane, and it's a perfect movie for this show.
I need a shower. And I need...
Oh, hey.
I need, disinfectant all over me, because that is just... This is nasty. I don't like it. There are not many lines that can be crossed when I watch a movie, but this movie crossed a line, and I'm out.
She's in a bike, too. Is she going to go get laid?
Yes.
Duh. I know. I need a break from this movie for a second.
There goes a lot of rapey. Wake into another movie.
Yes. Mm. Look at that pizza boy go.
Why is this guy in a church?
He's practicing his moves.
Why is he in a church?
Backflip, 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 backflip. Another backflip.
Here we are live again at the church.
Is there some kind of prize money for this contest?
Yes.
It's Colin's favorite top secret keep out place.
That's right. Sorry. The wooden door.
Well, I had a boner, now I can leave.
Okay.
He's still got a boner, though. He's still got a boner.
Yeah, he does. Still got the boner. That's right.
Yeah.
He's trying to hide it with the pizza box.
Yeah, is that why he's got the pizza box there?
Yes.
This
doctor's going to be like, ooh, I want some pizza.
They're actually testing Viagra.
Yes.
Is that what they were doing for real?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes. But it was Viagra in vaccine form.
Oh, my God. I'm so.
It's the Viagra vaccine.
That was a joke.
The Viagra vaccine.
Right over my head. Don't they have lawsuits for shit like that? Where if your dick gets way harder for more than 5 hours?
I don't know. You took it wrong.
Like dick pill court cases? Like in America, I know they have shit like that. They'll sue you for anything in America.
Dude, the law is in place that you could look at someone wrong and get sued in America. It's stupid.
Marcy, you need to sound cap Louise yelling, "That's a boner." That needs to make the all-time clips list.
That was unnecessary. You could have totally walked that bike down those stairs. That was unnecessary. You just took so much fucking time. Right? You don't need the disguise anymore.
And you don't need to wear high heels to ride the bike at this point.
You might as well just throw that bike away.
I hate this movie, Bede. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Have you guys ever had anybody walk out on a movie before?
I mean,
Marcy's tried.
Marcy's
tried. I protested once. I did a silence protest on one episode. I just sat in silence.
5601. Still half
and I drew stuff for the patrons.
Oh my God, there's another hour of this movie?
No, no, there's like 30 minutes left.
Oh,
but it's gonna seem like it's an hour.
I know. They better stop making more racist jokes or some shit. They're losing interest.
I've lost interest in living right now.
You want some chips?
I'd love some food.
Oh, we do have we do have a voicemail from a listener from last week's show. If you guys want to hear that.
Oh. Well, we are into that, Mike. But
oh,
yes.
Yeah, let's go.
The hell was that show last week? All of you high assholes need to put the evil bong s down already. Just kidding. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Oh. We still don't know if that's we still don't know if that's from Martha.
That sounds like
what
Martha.
The fuck is go? I can't with this fucking movie.
We're at 56:13.
That wax figure has hella pepperoni nipples.
See, there is a pussy in the background.
Vagina on the background.
There's all vaginas on the pictures in the background.
There's
who's
vagina
that famous
on
artist
the walls?
That drew vaginas?
Do these people start moving that they're pretending to be statues?
Pretty much like that, the pizza dude's now a statue, and there he is. Because he broke the other statue.
How come she's gone to rescue him when she sent him there in the first place?
She learnt the error of her ways.
Are we sure, though? Appointment.
And also, this fog is going really too up high.
Are they still doing this dance contest? What the fuck is going on? Like, do they have time to do this?
Remarkable ass.
Quite an ass, wouldn't you say?
How the fuck do they have time to do this?
I hate this movie. I fucking hate it.
What up, pal?
Now I know how Roger Ebert felt after he watched the movie North.
Well, Ivy and I love this movie, Marcy.
Well, why don't you get a fucking...
Do you really love this
glory
movie?
Glory hole that size, babe.
This movie is insane, and it's everything I look for in an insane movie.
Bede, we're not friends anymore. Friendship over.
Wow, that's really like lies. 9 years of friendship. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, no, that happens all the time on this show.
It's not the first time it's happened. It's not
oh,
the last
good.
Time
I can
happened.
Quit and then come back like a couple times, right?
Nobody's ever really fired from this show. Nobody ever.
I'm trying to tolerate this movie right now.
Like, does he have a thumb on that's like string?
That he farted in her face. And she seems to be enjoying it.
Wait, she did fart. Or he did fart in her face. Holy shit.
He pulled up. There you go. Where
am I going to put this pizza?
Uh-oh.
I'm not trying to hide my boner.
Yeah, it's not half obvious he has a boner. Well, they did, but it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah? How's that? Well, it was stolen, but I don't have time to worry about it. I got to get back to work. Yep. Hey, where you hide?
Me? My dick.
A boner. I'm hiding a sausage with pizza, sir.
There's something in the atmosphere that makes it impossible to pop a boner. No, my hand
behind my head. He's gonna use the boner to like do break dancing with later.
Oh, God.
He's gonna spit on his boner.
Oh, God.
He's got a gun. Shoot him.
I can't do this movie. I can't do this movie. There is too much I no.
You can do it, Colin. I believe in you.
Oh my god, another fucking song.
He's just running down the street helicopter.
These songs are full of sexual innuendo and they're disgusting.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
Because I don't feel any desire to these people or this movie. Other than projectile vomiting on it. Okay, wait, hold on. I only got a dollar. Come on, what did J.O. get out?
Yeah, I do. No, I really don't.
How can nobody, 350? Like, not see that boner?
He broke his boner.
Good. I want them all to just die right now. I can't even describe the rage I'm feeling.
We're all invested in the scene.
Yes.
Someone's going to get the wrong idea about this boner very soon.
Somebody's going to get poked in the eye.
Mm.
All right, well.
Sometimes you get a dick in the eye on the bus.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Happened to be on the bus today.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
You get a free pizza out of it, too.
I don't want to touch that pizza.
I may have seen a movie like this before.
It's a fucking nerd.
Sexy nerd. Sexy anti-nerd. She's into it.
No one's into this right now.
There it is.
She's like, oh, back door?
Is he just raping her on the bus?
Yes.
No, she's bumping up against the dick. And the pizza box.
I mean, she's not. Oh, she didn't say no.
I think she was aware of what was happening.
He busted on that bus.
Everyone in this movie is going to prison.
Go.
Oh, just piss in my mouth.
Oh, God, please, no. How? Oh, I can't even.
You better hurry or there's gonna be a flood. You gotta hold my dick when I pee.
What is he peeing?
Oh, I thought he was asking her to drink.
How do you piss in that kind of a glass?
They find a way.
Sweetheart, open your mouth. Like, that's what he's about to say.
I thought you were into this.
Oh, my God.
Get ready to pee.
Let me guess. Someone's going to drink the pee because this movie's so original.
Yes.
I
thought she was going to drink the pee.
Because she wanted to. Ew. Ready.
Mersh, how many stars do you give this movie?
The zero.
Where are you at?
Remember how Hell of the Living Dead derailed the podcast where we just went so downhill? That's what's happened in this movie, Bede. That's twice. You might be suspended.
Mersh has given this movie two butts down. She's not facing me right now, so.
Mersh does not like it.
Oh, I wonder who's going to drink the pee.
They're both going to drink the pee because he farted in her face earlier.
Maybe she liked to that. God.
Yeah, she liked that shit.
Thank you, darling. Quite all right, my dear. Oh my God,
it's so warm.
It has a very tangy taste, but I give it a high rating.
So, doesn't he have to dance at some point?
He does. Like in a
breakdancing thing.
Didn't he have a boner a second ago, or is that a different guy?
No, that was a different guy.
Was that the rich dude?
That was the rich dude.
Okay.
Oh, fucking hell.
No. Hope he's into that sort of thing.
Damn, he's going hard, bro.
Oh, yeah, there was this other person.
Oh, they do live in New York.
The Brooklyn Bridge breakdancing competition.
Oh, yeah. That's what this movie was meant to be about.
So,
The dude who inspired the Ken doll.
Yes.
Wrote probably one of the most fucked up racist movies I've ever seen in a long time.
This movie has all the problems. Sorry, babe.
Yo, fool.
This is yo, fucking fool. Horrible.
We gonna break dance. We gonna dance so hard, you gonna have a heart attack.
You guys. Not my fault. You guys can't enjoy yourselves like I can.
I mean, this is funny to me. I would laugh. I'm laughing at this movie. It's funny to me. I can't make half the jokes I want to make.
You're going to have a word this movie. What are you doing, buddy?
Well, first of all, Craven, this is your type of movie, because all these shenanigans these people get up to seems like something you would do.
I mean, that is true. I mean, I do get laid a lot when I work as a delivery driver on the side, because, you know, it's so expensive with all the sexy aunties. They all have their own needs. I mean, it's not like they're all talking my ears off and I'm ready to get rid of all of them.
Well, I mean, that's what you got to do in your spare time, Craven, is, like, you got the sexy aunties and you got to, like, you know, got to do all the pizza deliveries just so you can pay them all. To work.
I maybe keep two.
Yes. And also this fucking nerd.
Why is he just to make Louise jealous? Why is he talking about gang rape in front of children at this breakdance contest?
Because he's white.
And so, Colin, sorry you got banned on Twitter. I haven't yet, but I expect to be any day.
It's cool, bro. I'm over it. Fuck them peoples. Also, I'm trying to figure out.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on? Like, I know there's a dance competition at the Brooklyn Bridge.
He's presenting now.
Yeah, his butthole
is
out.
Why is his mother at this naked person statue art gallery?
Well, here's the thing, though. The Mario Van Peebles crew, they pretty much told her to go there. Just so they can make sure that he goes to the dance competition because he knows he's getting up in the trouble.
So the pimp, he told his mom that he was there so that he wouldn't go. I get it. Oh my god, I know that butthole.
That is one of the hairiest asses I've ever seen.
He doesn't know Manscaping.
Man. I got a pretty
this was
hairy
the 80s.
Ass.
Oh my god.
Has anybody noticed throughout this entire movie that every single person that is white is rich and Jewish? Have you noticed that? I've not seen any other white person in this movie that is not Jewish or rich. It's this movie is awful.
There was one rich person and he wasn't Jewish. There was another Jewish boy there. I don't think he was rich. There was only the one rich boy and he wasn't Jewish.
They weren't white.
The one guy was.
What do you mean? Most of them are white and poor.
Then how do they own this pizza place?
They don't. They work for the pizza place.
Whatever. This movie's racist. I don't like this movie. That is all. Oh my god. I can't. They're going to be like,
whatever he's wearing has shoulder pads that are way too big.
It's all about
that's
up to
not
the
an ambulance.
Pick up the Vice Squad, Vice Academy squad.
Yeah,
it is the Vice Academy.
Why is he in the back of a cop car for being kidnapped by that person?
He didn't get. Well, they got busted. The remember? Yeah. Oh yeah, they are going to the dance competition. He's gonna dance nude like that?
Maybe.
He's gonna dance like shit because he's been fucking all day.
Mm.
Truth.
I'm gonna wear the best dress for the dancing.
I really wish we were watching Breaker 2 again.
He didn't have time to change?
No.
But he was in a rush.
Spider.
Everybody's missing. We don't know where anyone is.
I don't know what's going on. We are all way too quiet for this.
Yes.
They're having orgies. That's what they're doing. They're all having orgies at that pizza place. That's it.
Pizza makes your sausages. We got your shoes.
Oh my god.
I need my shoes. I can't break in these high heels.
No one's breaking anything in those high heels.
Hey, BB Merch.
Is that Thanks Killing mustache again?
I'm like 32, I can't break no more.
What do you mean 32? He's about 60.
He's a hot Canadian 32.
I think he's in Craven's gang. He's got one of Craven's armbands.
Yeah.
I thought he hung up his cardboard.
His cardboard.
Craven said, like, if I worked for him, maybe he'd get a date with one of his sexy 80s. And they're hot. And they're easy.
No, Mersh, you can't be on that podcast. Get out of here.
I can't, man.
Oh, my God. I think this movie has given me a stomach ache. Who's Charlie Rock?
No, that's the song. That's the DJ.
Oh. Why are they cheering for the DJ?
To play the music so everyone can start breakdancing.
So they just want to get this over with as well.
And here we are live with week 2, 92 FM. We're here at the Breakdance of Brooklyn Bridge. Let's get it on.
Yeah, man.
Let's deliver some pizzas.
Oh. Yeah, let's go out there and take him.
Take him.
Everyone pop your boaters, we're about to dance.
Mm.
And the movie just swerves and they just beat the shit out of the other kids. And this is how the fight with all the gangs and the warriors started.
Yeah.
Yes.
We finally know what started the LA Wars.
It started West Side Story.
It was this movie. This
is the New York Wars.
Yeah, but they started the L.A. Wars because the people in L.A. saw this movie and just couldn't stand it.
I was gonna dance.
They need to, like, flip pizza in their mouth. But...
yeah. They need to break dance while holding the pizzas.
Hold the pizza boxes.
Yes.
We need a, like, Super Mario Brothers breakdancing game. Where Mario and everybody, they just breakdance fight.
Yes.
Yes.
Wario just starts, shows up with Waluigi and just, I'm gonna win!
I'm the best breakdancer!
It's a me, I'm breakdancing.
Oh no, I can't pop it lock, Mario!
I feel like we've watched 50 different movies in the span of this one movie.
And none of them are good.
And nothing is good or enjoyable. I'm trying to enjoy just the dancing, but even that is like,
If the rich kid doesn't spin on his boner, I'm going to riot.
Right?
Here's the problem. You guys have been way too mainstream with your picks. I am bringing this show back to the glory days where it was like weird insanity. And that's why I'm
Puss
here.
Puss in Boots is not a mainstream pick, brah.
But it's not
Killer
as insane
Bong
as
is not mainstream.
Is it though?
How did it do at the box office?
It was straight to video.
Did it?
I don't think it. Well, it came out in 1985, so it definitely had a cinema release.
Did it? Did anyone ever watch this movie?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it's got a Blu-ray release.
Why?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because this movie has a cult following.
Yeah, I think I need to have a word with everybody who's given this more than one star.
Why?
Ivy's going to listen to this episode and just give it 5 stars on Letterboxd.
I'm still going to say this movie's a piece of shit and I don't like it. This might be my most hated movie of the year, and we watched Evil Bong last week.
It's going to is it going to outdo Ghost Can't Do It?
Oh, I don't know. They're kind of on par right now. I don't know. I mean, it did make me forget that movie existed for a while, so...
That one judge is like, I don't know how to grade this. They just pulled me out of the crowd.
I don't know how to grade it either. What is happening?
Everyone's just dancing.
The shit out of each other.
They're literally dance fighting.
Yeah. It's wrestling.
Well, finish him.
This explains that 5 seconds of the martial arts earlier.
Yes.
Why did that pimp have these weird ass glasses on?
I don't know. I think they're for his Game Boy.
Coming at you live. We got pizzas flying everywhere. Walk to.
Wee!
92 FM.
What is with those glasses?
Look at the glasses Mario Bad Peebles is wearing. I kind of want them.
Can no one fight in this gang?
No.
They're breakdancers. They don't know how to fight.
Clearly.
Whoa!
Okay, just fucking pull the Zangief and spin them over and send them through.
That was a Zangief. I did see them.
Oh, that popcorn D'd me.
Mario Bad Peebles is having way too much fun in this movie.
Why are they giving him watermelon?
It's his weakness.
Fucking hell, what? Why did they put them on their head? Oh!
It's the head dancing we saw earlier.
F5!
Oh!
Right? Reversal. Damn.
I don't even know who's on what team at this point.
Here comes Vader.
That one judge is like, what is that good? Is that bad? Is that supposed to happen?
How do we grade any of this? And they're still not there.
They're not going to make it. I'm sorry to tell you.
Do I give them stars? Is it a letter system?
They're not making it.
I love
it. Okay, just...
I don't like any of this.
Somebody should just do a dive off the fucking scaffolding. Unless a miracle happens, the judges will have to stop this contest. That will mean
certain victory for the Devil Dog, who through sheer manpower are ahead on point. How are they ahead on point?
What is the point system?
Yeah.
It's about technique and karate moves.
No, it's not.
Put some pants on, Joey.
Disqualified? Did they not get disqualified for fighting?
I don't know.
Evidently, that was the second round.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh.
First round is breakdancing. Second round is like fighting. And this is the third one.
I thought he said he wasn't going to dance. Now he's dancing.
No, that's a different guy.
No, that's the guy that said he wasn't dancing.
No, that's mustache guy.
Yeah.
It's literally, he's got the Kraven armband. It's the guy who said he wasn't dancing, that he was out of shape.
Yeah. He's one of Kraven's goons.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Kraven guy. He just has a pair of shorts.
I mean, who does it?
I don't.
Everyone should carry a pair of shorts around when they need to.
Hold on, I can't have my big floppy dick hanging out, dancing and shit.
It wasn't a dick, it was a feather. Or a leaf or whatever.
Yeah, it was a fig leaf.
Oh.
And he's still painted.
Well, he didn't have time to shower before he got there. I'm American, you can't do this to me. I'm a citizen of the United States, man. You can't And I appropriated a Jamaican accent.
Are they putting him in, like, chili or something?
Yes.
Yes.
How's that doing anything?
It's hot chili.
Yeah, but he's eating it.
And his clothes are stained with chili sauce.
They didn't look very stained.
He can never get those chili stains out.
Yeah. It'll look like he's shit. Like shit his entire suit.
Okay. Who would win? These guys? Who would win in a fight? These guys or Miami Connection guys?
Miami Connection every day of the week. Dude, the people from Breaking 2 would wipe the floor with these idiots.
Oh, Electric Boogaloo? Oh, yeah. Coming at ya.
Yep, I really don't like this movie. This is so bad, it's actually bad. I'm not enjoying any of it.
I mean, I'm enjoying it.
They call it gets it.
I'm confused. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to think anymore. I don't know what life is. I don't know what happiness is.
How did they win?
How the fuck did they win? There's no point system.
But
they didn't have to overcome adversity or anything. They just delivered pizzas, got laid, and did some dancing, and then they won.
But they won cash money.
But they didn't learn a lesson.
Split amongst 20 guys.
Right. Gen K split with 20 people. That's really going to do something.
They got to put it towards their, like, little one-bedroom house.
They got to pay their electric bill. That's what they got to do.
Yes.
Is it over yet?
Oh, fucking hope so. I want to go eat.
I know.
And I need to go wash myself disinfectant after watching this piece of crap.
All right, well, you can slow it down now. It's only basically this song, and that's about it.
Oh, thank God.
Are they singing We Are the Champions, like, at the end of Mighty Ducks and shit?
I have no idea, because they don't end this movie on this very, like, song about friendship.
So,
who are these two guys? We haven't seen them the entire movie.
Trainers.
Did they win the contest? And what happens now that they won?
They get to fight the Warriors in the next round.
Well, the Warriors are going to kick their sorry asses.
They're going to use the money to trade up from being, like, pizza delivery boys to, Uber Eats delivery boys.
They're going to start delivering cocaine in the sequel.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Got to get those cocaine pizzas.
Why are they just flashing bats to other parts of the movie?
That guy died.
With this song, what?
Did he die?
I hate this. They can't sing! At least in, like, Miami Connection, they could fucking sing!
I was only one person doing all the singing. Or is it two people? I can't remember.
It's more than one person that sang in Miami Connection. Bede, you might be seething with rage because I hate this movie, but I don't care. I hate this movie.
Really not that bad.
In fact, I think
it's not that good.
True.
I give you more credit for picking something like the peanut butter solution, because that was actually enjoyable for most of it.
Well, to be fair, you did hate that movie when we watched it, and it wasn't until, like, afterwards that you appreciated it.
I appreciated it more, but I don't think I'm appreciating a movie that has piss drinking and dogs going down on a dude that has a massive glory hole. Just no.
Listen, as somebody who's drank piss before.
Do you want to admit that out loud, dude?
I have already before. Multiple times.
He's got to mention it to this audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a movie where a guy molested a woman on a bus.
Yeah, it... Nah.
It was a cuddle.
This is We Are the Champions.
That was not a cuddle, sir. How dare you?
I think I would sit through Yellowbeard again. And I wasn't big on Yellowbeard. Shut up and finish this fucking movie! Dear God!
She wouldn't even play. That guitar had no strings. Did you see that?
Colin, you mentioned you drank piss, but what was the rest of the story? Was that leading somewhere?
I don't remember where I was going with it. It was, but I don't remember where. Now I'm fixated on the strings of the guitar.
Hey, Sarcastic, I know you're listening. We're going to get him for this.
He just drank piss, Marcy. That's all you need to know.
He just drank the piss. And apparently drinking piss was a better experience than watching this movie.
Listen, we hear it week 2, 92 FM.
Apologize.
Don't condone and apologize for Colin and all of his things that he said in this podcast. Plus drinking piss. It's not cool to drink piss, kids. And we're going to end it here. Very much so, sir. And we're going to end it here with week 2, 92 FM. Delilah.
Is it finally Yes, that movie was a disgusting wet fart. Oh, God, now we have to go through the cast again?
The montage.
Yes, Marcy, we have to go through the montage
fuck
again.
Fuck this fucking movie.
God damn it, Bead. Coming soon. God damn it, Bead merch coming soon from the Super Network.
I've never ever wanted to throw anything so much as these headphones while I was watching this movie. Just FYI.
Bead, you might be banned from picking movies for a while.
All right. I don't mind being banned, so I don't care.
Make them do a punishment or something, because we should do something like that. That's funny.
Boogaloo shrimp.
That's my.
Anyways,
that's
coming
my
up
pick.
Next is Boogaloo shrimp.
Lingerie fighting. What?
And lingerie.
Yeah, wow. No, there is. You've never seen lingerie fighting. And they have actual. Like, it's an entire, like, they have storylines, they have bitches just beating each other up in lingerie. It's the tightest shit I've ever seen.
It's in an MMA ring.
Yep. And they have storylines. It's like wrestling, but they're in an MMA ring, and they basically just slap the shit out of each other and wrestle. It's crazy.
And apparently, if you watch Delivery Boys, you're gonna want to watch lingerie fighting, so.
And yes. And Boogaloo Shrimp.
Exactly.
And some ninja movie, Revenge of the Ninja.
I don't know.
That can't be like that poster. That's not the poster of the movie.
That's Boogaloo Shrimp or whatever.
No, I meant Revenge of the Ninja.
Oh, it must be a different one.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
Anyways, though, that is the end of this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
God.
My brain hurts. Fuck.
Bead, that's all I get to say.
I don't apologize for anything. I'm not apologizing right now.
Coming at you for TB Tuesdays.
Yes. But anyways, though, so that is the end of the show. Yes. And Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me giving Bead the silent treatment for the rest of my life. No, I'm kidding. I really didn't like that movie. I'm not sorry I didn't like it. You can find us at supermarcy.com, and you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast streaming platforms. Just type in the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We have a link tree that has all our links. You can find that at linktr.ee/TubiTuesdaysPodcast. And you can find me personally under Super Marcy at just about everything. Who knows if Twitter's going to exist in a week from now? Who knows? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. My brain is fried from that horrible movie.
Oh, shit. We got an exclusive. A new tweet from Ninja Terminator Tubi It definitely wasn't your daughter that came over and jumped on me. I know when my dreams had come true. I am sorry about the Ouija board. Toby and I were texting before you came over.
Ooh. What up, Toby?
Exclusive from Ninja Terminator 2B. On
Hell
Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Hello, it's me, Toby, again. All lies from Ninja Terminator. Just saying. Bye.
But, Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, you can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Also, follow us on Facebook at Pop4D, and follow Craven on his Twitter at CravenPop4D.
Yes.
And, Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Wait, what?
Where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, sorry, I was saying bye to my girlfriend. You can find me on the internet, not on Twitter, because they banned me. But you can find me on TrashPandaPodcast.com, but you can also hear me on Trash Panda Podcast every Thursday. Last week's episode, we had Carrie on, and it was fucking insane. Shit was insane. We had a good time. We're revamping a little bit. It's fun. We're having a good time.
Awesome. And people want to find me on the internet this week. They can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJamine or my Letterboxd account. Letterboxd.com/BeadJamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as follow my official solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere, and as well as follow the official Twitter account for that at twitter.com/BeadVSTLD. So, yep, that's the end of this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and stay tuned next Tuesday when we have Colin's first pick for the show. So you'll have to find out what that is next week. So we'll see you all. See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
New York City, famous for its culture, its street life, its nightlife, and its delivery boys. The sun has gone down.
Well, that'll be $12 and...
Delivery boys. It's an art. It's a science. It's service. Lots of service.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
See them in action in the comedy that bears all. About why deliveries take so long.
How are you gonna keep me against my will?
I won't. In fact, the door won't even be locked.
Man, I can't hold it no more.
Well, what do you expect me to do?
Give me a couple of champagne glasses.
I think it's a champagne. It's warm and flat.
Now, in a minute, I'm gonna take my face out of the hole, and you'll never guess what I'm gonna put in this place.
I can guess.
Come on, get your hands behind your head.
My hands behind my head? Both of them. Both my hands behind my head? Now!
Delivery boys. Come and get them while they're hot. Delivery boys. Boy, do they deliver. Coming soon from New World Pictures.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.